I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, folks, welcome back to the old program here. Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery. I'm the NFL guy. He's the other guy. And we play this game nightly about you know, the NFL and what's going on. And this is, you know, quite frankly, Alex is, this is more exciting for Alex than
Wait,
Christmas.
Why?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. This is your most,
fine.
This is your favorite weekend of football.
It is.
Even including the Super Bowl.
It is. The Super Bowl is always a flop for me. What ends up happening is that
you can always make the Super Bowl good.
I don't know, because the deal is that I get excited for the Super Bowl, but it's just one game.
Oh. So you're snobbish. You
for
more
sure.
Than
wild,
just one game.
Wild card weekend, there's just hope springs eternal. You have these six games across the playoffs, and it's fun to watch. Look, I mean, when you have – and we talked a little bit last hour about what you know, these matchups are, and you know, to think about – first of all, what bugs me is the Rams, who are always tough for the Seahawks to play. They're going back to Seattle again.
They're
going
to beat
That's
them.
The only thing that I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Unless Goff is playing, right?
You don't need to say everybody. You don't need to say everybody is going to. You don't need to say that there's going to be an upset in every game.
They're not. No, every game's not going to be an upset.
Fine. I'm just saying that a lot of times.
This is going to be one of them.
Jeez. All right. I want to bring this one up. The NFL Roundup. One of the things that we're already talking about is, of course, the draft. Now, everybody's got their draft boards, and they're meaningless until the actual draft happens. But that still doesn't, you know, we still like to carve out some room for the local talk here, of course, too. On ESPN's Get Up, David Pollack gets on there and starts to talk about BYU guy Zach Wilson as the quarterback that is going to be one of these dark horses in the draft, who's going to get taken early. Here's what he had to say to Greeny today about Zach Wilson and who he is going into the going into the NFL draft.
Tell
here.
Everyone, who is Zach Wilson? Who is he in the NFL?
He scares the crap out of me because my comparisons that keep coming to mind, Greeny, when I watch him are too good. I mean, I keep looking at him, and he's got such a smooth, natural ability, man. He just floats off his back foot and flips it like Aaron Rodgers. He just runs to his left and throws it 60 yards down the field like Patrick Mahomes. So, you know, last year I did not get into the Jordan Love comparison with Patrick Mahomes. This guy reminds me of them. His deep ball accuracy is second to none, and he puts it, he drops it in the book. He didn't play in a great system in high school or in college with BYU. And when I say he didn't play in a great system, he didn't play with a bunch of skill all around him that enabled him to put up video game numbers all the time and really make bigger plays than I think he could have. But Greeny, it scares the crap out of me because every name that comes to mind when I start watching him is greatness at the NFL level because of that smooth, natural, just, you know, quick twitch ability to throw the football.
That's a lot of breakdown, Scott.
Yeah.
Do you believe any of it?
but I mean, certainly sensationalized, that's for sure, throwing out Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. Look, Zach Wilson is not Patrick Mahomes. he does not have the same kind of delivery, the way he – there's nobody like Patrick Mahomes. It's not – that's not even a fair comparison. I think what he was saying is that he has the ability to throw the ball accurately deep down the field when he's on the run, but it's not the same as Patrick. There's just no – so we can stop there. And I'm not a Zach Wilson fan, because I am, but he's not Patrick Mahomes. Maybe he's more in the vein of someone like Aaron Rodgers. I almost want to say he could even be in the vein of someone more like Drew Brees. And I don't think Zach Wilson is as unconventional as so many people are. You know, they talk about all these different throwing angles, and that's just part of football. It's not something that's like brutally hard to figure out either, just so you know. So it's a little bit overrated is what I'm saying, or not that significant. You want a guy that can throw a certain route, from the right hash 25 yards down the field on the left hash on a line accurately, and that has nothing to do with arm position or arm angle.
Right.
But I do think there are – it's not that he's these guys, but he's a guy that that can live in that world, I think, is what really Pollock is saying. He has because you have to adapt. You have to figure out how to make plays in awkward situations, and that's what you're going to get into in the NFL. And Zach Wilson's not a robot, and he's a guy that has talent and ability, and he can throw from different positions.
Do you see this? And I don't know. Has there ever been? I just think that it's so funny when we get these breakdowns and you go, this guy's going to be amazing in the NFL. But the reality is I wonder what the
great – Zach Wilson's got to go to the right situation.
I just want to know what the great equalizer is to actually know when that's true. You know what I mean? We were talking about how we always make fun of how Tim Tebow was taken first in the dang draft, you know, and you're going –
yeah, he's first-round draft choice.
But I just wonder what that means, you know?
Quarterbacks in the first round, Alex, are 50-50 proposition. That's the history of quarterbacks in the NFL. And it may be even less, but it's you know, for every guy that succeeds, there's a guy that's going to fail, and that's kind of how it is. And even this year, you look at Justin Herbert, he looks pretty good. Joe Burrow may never play. You know, he could get injured.
Jeez.
And then you get Tua, you know, and he's kind of still, you know, trying to find his way. I mean, he played, but he wasn't spectacular all the time and got pulled out of games, and which I think is a disappointment because, you know, just let the kid get in there and play and figure it out kind of thing. But it's still up to be yet determined whether any of those guys, and Jordan Love's never played yet. And he may be the best of all of them, and he has the benefit of sitting around Aaron. I'm telling you, it is so invaluable what he is learning right now from Aaron Rodgers. And I would love to see I would love to see Zach Wilson get into a situation where maybe it's a little bit like Justin Herbert. He doesn't have to be the guy right off the bat.
Scott, let me list off some quarterbacks for you that are in the playoffs, just a handful.
There's 14, right?
Yes, and I'm just gonna name off five of them.
All right.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Done.
Drew Brees.
Done.
Tom Brady.
Close.
Phillip Rivers.
Done.
Aaron Rodgers.
So Phillip Rivers has been done, and he doesn't know that he's done.
it's funny. Led the Colts to the playoffs.
You want to know what? I will say, if there is a best place, if I'm Zach Wilson's dad, I want to go to the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, because you love Frank Reich. You're clouded by your love for Frank Reich in this.
No,
situation.
I'm not. Because I understand this guy. Look, you're going to go to a quarterback in Phillip Rivers, who probably, if he plays two more years, would be way too much.
These guys have a combined age, by the way, of 348. Wow. I don't know if that's true, actually, but I'm just saying that they are the quote unquote old guys of the playoffs.
Well, they're all about done
now. Aaron Rodgers is basically the MVP this year. I mean, yeah, he's not done. He's the young guy of that group.
Yeah,
but he has a ton of experience. He's the guy. He's they've played in 107 playoff games.
Packers might win the Super Bowl this year.
They really could. But I'm looking at this and I'm saying, of those, I'm going to throw Aaron Rodgers out. Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, and Ben Roethlisberger, those guys feel like they're on the back edge of those careers. My question for you is, which one of those four guys, Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, can still win a Super Bowl this year?
Tom Brady.
Gosh, dang it. I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah. I don't think Phillip Rivers can ever win a Super Bowl.
He just doesn't have, why not? Because he has that weird throwing motion. You hate that throwing motion.
I just don't think he
throws a good deep ball though, Scott.
I know, but he just never been a guy that's won.
Well, I knew you were going to say Tom Brady. That's what I did at the end of the segment, so I didn't have to talk about it.
I almost say Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, speaking of arm strength, that's gone bye-bye. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We got more to go on the program. When we return, we've got a weekend. What are the odds? Got so many fun things to talk about still. So stay right here with us. More to go right here in KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.